This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. And today we welcome back a good friend and a familiar voice for sure here at JPR, Mr. Martin Sexton. Welcome, sir.
Mr. Thiel, it's good to see you again,
buddy. It's nice to see you as well. It's been about a year and three quarters. There's a new record. It's called Mixtape of the Open Road. Let's talk a little bit about that collection of tunes. What was the motivation for calling the record Mixtape of the Open Road?
Well, I wanted to make a concept album. And so I went in the studio, I had these songs, and I tried to make them all be like a certain thing. And it just became to me, it became apparent to me very early on that these tunes don't want to be sandwiched into one sort of concept. So they were so like just far beyond each other and different ilks from one another and different schools from one another. And so I made him a mixtape. I thought, you know what I'll do is I'll just make these be different tunes on each track, sort of like that mixtape that your buddy made for you when you graduated, or you were nursing a broken heart, or you found your true love, or you got a new gig, or you crossed the country, or whatever that was, you know?
Well, all of your albums, to a degree, have had songs from a bunch of different styles, right?
They kind
of
do.
I mean, you sort of just cranked it up a notch.
I've always been rangy, but this one, I just figured I'm going to step on the gas even further and make it even more rangy. So it goes from like a country Nashville 1972 thing to like a, Memphis 1962 to New York 1989 kind of thing.
Where's your sweet spot musically? I know Donny Hathaway is like a guy that you love a lot.
Sure.
But do you have a sweet spot of the music that speaks to your childhood or your adolescence that is just kind of the place you always go back to as home?
That would probably be that record collection that my older brother had in the attic. You know, the Fleetwood Mac Rumors, Frampton Comes Alive, Zeppelin, anywhere from where they began to where they ended. Stevie Wonder, for sure. Songs in the Key of Life, Talking Book.
Yeah.
That would be my sweet spot.
Now, all of us here in radio, we're basically mixtape makers every day.
Mm.
Did you do that? Were you a music collector and made mixtapes for friends?
Yeah, we had. I went to my mom's house. Actually, I was just back home for a wedding, and I just flew back out here yesterday. And I found these old tapes up in the attic, old mixtapes that my friends made or that I made. It was great. We'd like hear a great song on the radio and hit record and send it to our buddies and. It's a sweet thing, and it's not a lost art completely. I still have the mixtape that was actually a disc that my now wife made for me back when we were in our early phase.
And it worked?
Oh, yeah, it did, man. Totally worked.
Martin Sexton is my guest live today on Jefferson Public Radio. His new record is called Mixtape of the Open Road. Information at martinsexton.com. What do you want to play for us first?
This one will be the, on the record, it's kind of a produced like, something out of Nashville in the early 70s. It's called I Believe in You. In the Nashville Greyhound Station, in Knocker 23, there's an old vinyl folding bag that once belonged to me. Yet it's there on memories, but I've misplaced the key. All the keepsakes held within it, I may never get to see. And if I don't believe in much, maybe half of what I see is some of what I touch, like a stinger on a bee. And I don't need a book of rules to tell me what to do. And if I don't believe in much, I believe in you. I believe in you. That mixtape that you made me, Grateful Dead on all one side, and those ticket stubs from the summer show just before Jerry died, the bottle caps from Orchard Beach, that day you saved my hide. Told the cops for late for church, we left until we cried. Now I don't believe in much, half of what I see is some of what I touch, like insincerity. Being late for supper time, a sugarcoating but ain't true. No, I don't believe in much, no, no.
I believe in you. Funny how it takes losing to find out what we have. Sometimes it ain't about choosing, more like wanting what you had. Hey, ooh. Can't put my hands on it, it's right behind the door. That photograph of both of us, the way we were before. I'm going back to Nashville, I'm gonna get that bowling bag. All these years of not speaking to you have really been a drag. Now I could call a locksmith, but that's not what I'll do. Gonna break this vow of silence and get back in touch with you. Oh, oh. You see, I don't believe in much. Maybe heaven wanna see. A stinging out of touch. Someone was so close to me. How nothing that ain't right. How nothing that ain't true. You know, I don't believe in much. After all these years, you know I still believe in you. I believe in you. Do you believe me? 'Cause I do. I believe in you. Sure do.
That is Martin Sexton live here on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Mixtape of the Open Road. You make it look easy, man.
Oh, thank you.
You always just make it look easy. It just sort of flows out.
You know, I usually play that tune capoed up like 3 frets. I kind of like it in the key of E flat.
A little bit more relaxing, a little bit less strain on the voice, right?
Dig that.
You know, for a number of years, almost every photo of you online, especially when you were on stage, was you holding a thin body acoustic electric. It was like a Maton guitar or something like that, right?
Godin it is.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
But nowadays it's a straight acoustic that I see you with most often.
Oh, this is because you're a radio guy. This is my radio guitar.
Okay.
It's because it's acoustic. That one you see that I play live doesn't have much of a sound to it when it's not plugged in. So I use this is my radio guitar.
Gotcha.
And I do use it for like the encore each night. I do this bluegrass thing where I gather around this old school mic. But that guitar you see, that's a Godin A6. And that's sort of my workhorse. It's sort of semi-hollow, semi-acoustic. And it's what I've been using for years and years. So if you ever hear a live recording of me, it's probably that guitar. Mm.
You played a little bit of bass on this new record.
Oh, yeah, all the bass.
Was that a new thing for you, or have you done it all along?
You know, both. I played all the bass on my first few records. Last one.
You basically did everything on your first couple of records.
Yeah,
right?
I kind of did everything but the drums on the mixtape record. All the vocals, all the guitars, some pianos. But the bass was great. I pulled the bass out. I hadn't played it since like 1998. I played it, last time I played it on a record was a record called The American, and it had been sitting in my closet. It had the same strings on it from like when I first bought it in 1990, you know, so it had these thumpy, thuddy strings, and so I played bass on all the tracks, and I really enjoyed it. I just kind of plugged right into the console and just went from there. These bass guys, these like bass player guys said, "Oh, great tone, man. How'd you get that tone? What did you run it through?" And I'm like, I just plugged it into the console. And they've got these $10,000 rigs. I was so freaking happy. They like the tone. Well, I turned it on and I played it.
You bought a good one to start with, I guess, right?
Yeah.
You know, in addition to doing a couple of things differently in terms of your performance and the parts that you're playing on the records, your songs have a tendency to change over the years, especially now that you've been doing this for a couple of decades. I mean, I've heard a reggae version of Glory Bound, an old school country version of Freedom of the Road. Are there particular reasons why you decide to take these kernels and go in a completely different direction, or does it just slowly change one night after another until you're in a different place entirely?
Kind of all of the above. Some of it is just I really enjoy what I do, and part of that joy is using my songs like monkey bars, you know, like that I play on differently every night. So one night, you know, a tune might be a total rock anthem, and the next night it might be just me and acoustic guitar just playing it. And I like that. I like when the song can take on different shapes like that.
Martin Sexton is my guest today, live here on Jefferson Public Radio. His new record is called Mixtape of the Open Road. MartinSexton.com is the web address. Will you play us another?
Yeah, here's one. This is one we've been working to radio lately. It's called Pineaway.
I got a laundry list of things to do, but I'm gonna blow them off again tonight. I gotta look in your beautiful eyes, and I gotta study your dreamy thighs all night. Yeah, you cause me oh such pain, oh such hurting, baby, oh such pain. Take a look, oh your hurt don't make me pain to me, pain to me all night long. Don't wanna live this life without you, just pining away on sing my lonely song. Got a laundry list of things to do, but I'm gonna blow my fist right through the wall. If you don't look over my way or give me your time of day at all, yeah. It could cause me oh such pain, oh such hurting, baby, oh my pain, yeah. Oh this hurt don't make me pain to me, pain to me all night long, all night long. Don't wanna stand alone without you just pining away, singing my lonely song. Cause my whole night hurting, spend my whole day praying. Oh, honey, you know I'm waiting. It caused me oh such pain, oh such hurting, oh this pain. Look at here, oh your hurt don't make me pine away, pine away all night long. Don't wanna spend my life without you, just pining away, singing my lonely song. Yeah, come on everybody. Pine away all night long. Come on, Ashley and Oregon. Hey, pine away all night long. Let me hear you shout it. Come on, yeah. Pine away all night long. One more time. Hey, baby. Pine away all night long.
Pine Away, that is Martin Sexton live here on Jefferson Public Radio. It's a tune from the new record called Mixtape of the Open Road. So for a number of years, you were out solo almost exclusively. Then you made a couple of records where you had a small group, and you did a lot of that one microphone kind of old time stuff for a while. Some shows recently, we were talking as we were walking up to the building where you've been out again with an old time friend, Joe Bonadio, on drums.
Yeah.
Do you have a setting that's your favorite? Solo, duo, full band?
Not really. I love solo, I love duo, I love a band. I love just about any way I can be out there singing. It was a lot of fun getting together with Joe Bonadio on the summer shows. And, you know, we spent from 98 to 2002 pretty much exclusively together on the road all around the world. And being solo, there's a certain intimacy with the audience, a certain immediacy. I can't get with a band. You know, I'll be singing a tune and someone will start clapping their hands and then everyone else will start. I'll shout out and they'll shout back. It just becomes this like church thing. And it becomes larger than the sum of just one guy and a guitar, you know, cause I'm playing what I'm playing and then the crowd is doing what they're doing. So it becomes this big symphony of soulful beauty.
Do you feel like you get to stretch more when you're by yourself?
I mean, change. I can change keys. I can stop a song in the middle and start another one. I never write a set list.
Never? Really?
Very rarely. I only write a set list if I'm like maybe on a festival where I know I've got a hard, you know, 1 hour slot or something. But otherwise, I just I let it roll. People shout out requests and just kind of takes on a life of its own.
In the interim, since you were last here, terrible fire.
Ugh, yeah.
Yeah, your house burned down up in the Adirondacks, right?
Mm-hmm, it did.
And it was right around Christmas time.
It was 2 days after, yeah. Yeah, we were in it. We woke to the house on fire. Ugh. We had just finished building
You were in the house when
it
started?
Yeah, we were in it. And but, you know, we're alive.
Yeah.
You know, it was a dream house. It was sort of, you know, but at the end of the day, it's stuff and money. And there's no substituting, you know, my wife and kid who were in there with me. So a big, big lesson learned, you know, for material loss, and a big lesson learned for the importance of what's truly important, and that is my family. You know, others were not so fortunate in house fires. So I thank God I'm alive, and we're in the process of rebuilding it now.
Does that kind of experience start to influence some of the lyrical content of songs?
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually still brewing in my soul now. Next record will have some definite house burning down stuff going on, you know?
You have always, through the years, talked about using music to unite people. And it seems like in many ways we are more fractured right now in this country than at almost any time. Mm. Do you see that as a continual uphill battle, or do you just try to do the part that you can do and leave the rest of it to others?
Yeah, kind of both. I just try to be a power of example of someone chasing their dreams and having some success at it and having a good time doing it. And I do sing about unity in my music a lot, because I come from a family that's, you know, I have 12 kids in my family. You know, my father was a Nixonite Republican, my mom a Democrat. Half the family, you know, leftist liberals, half the family extremist right wing. So
they come together at the far end of the circle,
yeah,
I think.
They actually do.
Yeah.
And so I've always known family to be disagreeing on political issues. But at the end of the day, we're family. So we're not berating each other because we don't see it their way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what I like to instill is, okay, disagree. I disagree with you, whether it's, I don't know, on whatever issue, you name it. But don't you know, call me a name because I don't agree with you. I don't try not to do that myself. And because at the end of the day, we're all children of the same world, children of the same United States, children of the same who knows what God. And, you know, we're in this together, whether we love guns or we love hugging trees or we are environmentalists or industrialists. We're all, you know, living on this earth together, and we can get along. It's okay. I know this to be true because I survived my freaking Catholic family.
We've only got a couple of minutes left. Are any of your other brothers or sisters besides Colleen musical?
Well, half of us can carry a tune. The other couldn't carry a tune in a picnic basket. So happy birthday at my house was always kind of like a satanic sounding thing.
Martin Sexton is my guest live today on JPR. The new record is called Mixtape of the Open Road. We have time for one more. What do you want to wrap with?
Well, here's one that goes out to my little boy. He's a freak about Legos, and so he's got a little dude called a Lego Me, and he said, "Hold on, don't leave for tour yet, Daddy." He said, "This is me." He had this little Lego guy in his hand. "See, this is me, Daddy. Take me out on the road with you." So I got him in the touring vehicle and keeping me on the straight and narrow. This song speaks to anyone who's got to leave home from time to time for whatever reason. And that love we have for our family is set in stone. That's the title. Goes like this.
You see my coffee's on the table, traveling boots out on the floor. That's you peeking around the corner, looking at my bags packed by the door. And while we have to say goodbye, when I come home at your surprise, you're gonna drive your mother crazy. And now the grass may grow, and the winds may change direction. Child, I need you to know that this love we have is always set in stone. Set in stone. Now when I'm gone, if you hear mama cry, and you hear angry shouting on the phone, just remember, child, we're gonna try to keep this house a happy home. And while we may fuss and fight, your mom and I are gonna be alright. Yeah, we'll be making up through Sunday morning. And now these storms will blow, and the clouds make way for sun. Child, I need you to know that this love we share is always set in stone. Set in stone. Even if I'm miles and miles away, past Pluto out in that Milky Way, you'd never be alone. My love is set in stone. Now raise this highway road, and love give me my sense and direction. Child, I need you to know, when I'm far away from home, you never meant to be alone. Cause the love I got is set in stone. Believe me, baby, it's set in stone.
That is Set in Stone. It's Martin Sexton live today on JPR. Another tune from his new record called Mixtape of the Open Road. MartinSexton.com will get you information. Martin, thanks again for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me. What a pleasure.
It's great to see you again.
And an honor.